44 minutes after the hour. 7 o'clock from your Dr. Bateman Ear, Nose, and Throat studio on your 17th day of June.
June.
Guess when...
It is June.
Guess when summer comes.
Now.
No.
Oh.
But close. Friday. Friday really? Night.
Feels like it's already here.
You know what? Friday's going to be like a sunny 85-degree day.
Yeah.
And summer officially arrives at 8:42 p.m.
Okay.
All right.
That's when it will not feel like summer after an 85-degree day.
Right. So have a barbecue.
At 8:42 p.m.?
Well, what's wrong with that?
That's a little late for barbecue for me.
Okay.
You're watching the sun go down as you're about to eat a rack of ribs.
A lot of people eat late. I do not like eating late because if I eat late, then I'm like, I don't sleep very good.
I mean, I don't. Yeah, I'm.
So, but anyway, do what you want to do, James, at 8:42 p.m. Friday night.
True.
Okay.
Why not? Hey, yeah, have a barbecue at 11. Who's to stop you at 8?
Right.
Have it at 11 p.m.
Barry Manilow is 82 today.
Okay.
Cabana. His famous song. 1870, George Cormack was born in Scotland. In 1924, working in the U.S., he invented Wheaties.
Mm.
All right. Good job, George.
Okay.
1775, the Revolutionary War Battle of Bunker Hill is fought near Boston.
Yeah.
In 1856, the first Republican Party convention is held in Philadelphia. In 1885... Statue of Liberty arrives in the ship, New York City Harbor.
Totally different color.
From the French, yeah.
It was bronze.
Yeah.
And now green.
Yeah. 1928, Amelia Earhart embarks. Yeah, no. She embarked on a transatlantic flight from Newfoundland to Wales. First woman to do that.
Mm.
Tip of the cap, Amelia. 1976. I love this. I remember this, James. What remained of the ABA, the American Basketball Association.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Nets, the Pacers, the Nuggets, Spurs,
yeah.
All merged into the NBA.
Yeah, bottom out, essentially.
I thought that was the tipping point. For the NBA. I thought it was going to be a really good thing.
And you would be correct.
So I thought. Because they just brought flair.
Yeah, ABA was a little bit more...
it was showtime.
It was a little bit more fun.
It was a little more showtime, man. Julius Erving.
Yeah, NBA was kind of all business at the time. And, they brought in a couple of teams that were a lot more...
Yeah, Julius Erving, you know, those guys. They were showtime, baby.
Essentially invented the idea of being able to dunk the basketball.
Oh, I know, right? And how to do it.
Yeah.
With flair.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Today is apple strudel day.
Okay.
Nothing like a good apple strudel.
I don't know if I've ever had apple strudel.
Oh, come on. You've had apple strudel. You got to get out from underneath that rock you live in.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to not have this because I'm probably going to like it so much.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Apple strudel, probably.
It's also, I mean, from the pictures I'm looking at, it kind of just looks like is it an apple panini or like an apple croissant, I guess?
Something like that. It's good. Just try one.
It looks good.
Yeah, it is good. Cherry tart day today. Eat your...
Bob, I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I've ever had a cherry tart either.
Okay.
Is that a pie, right?
Cherry tart. It's...
Is it a type of cherry? I guess I'm looking at it, but...
Well, what's it look like in that picture that you're looking at?
It looks like it's a type of cherry, I guess.
Okay.
Or is it like a way that you make... cherry? I don't know, man.
You're asking me all these questions.
This stuff.
You're curious, little guy, aren't you? I like that. Yeah.
That's my best quality. You know?
That is. That's a good thing. Eat your vegetables day.
Okay.
What did you say your favorite vegetable was?
Spinach.
Spinach.
Definitely.
Oh, that's right. Oh, geez. My worst.
It's got to be, it can't be no cooked spinach, obviously.
Oh, here we go, James. Let's go have one. Root beer float day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I know.
I'll take one of those.
It is also, they say, I don't like the way they put this. They pack Garbage Man Day.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
What, just as a title? Or like the way it's weighted that it is a title. I don't know. What do they? I guess I don't know what they prefer.
I like public works employees, to be honest with you.
That's it. Come on. But that's like that's such an all-encompassing thing.
I mean, those guys, those ladies and gentlemen do so much more.
What about waste management service employees?
Waste management technicians?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I like that too.
I wonder if they
That's what I call them.
Part of me wonders if they even care about the garbage man thing.
I thank them every day.
Of course. I wouldn't want to do that, you know? You have to take out the garbage all the time.
They do a great job, too.
Yeah.
We're very fortunate in our city. We have superior public works employees.
Mm-hmm.
Tip of the cap to them today. All right.
So is it specifically waste management today, though?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to call it that. I'm renaming it.
What about just, hey, it's the garbage guys. There you go.
No.
It's a little alliteration.
No, we're not doing that. Waste management technicians, public works employees, tip of the cap. Doing a great job. Thank you for what you do every day for us.
The garbage gang.
So, no, we're not doing that. Stop. When do you feel your dip in energy in the afternoon?
About 1:30.
Wow, James.
That's about where
you're
I'm
the
at.
Man. A survey found workers are more likely to feel their energy level dip when the clock hits 1:30.
Yep. I'm just like everyone else, it turns out.
Yeah. One of those. I like it.
I am normal.
I'm a little later.
I would expect you to be earlier, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because you're actually here at 4 a.m.
Actually, it is earlier than that. It's in the morning.
Right.
It's right before lunch, actually.
You have it hit twice, probably.
No, I hit it. It hits right before the morning. Right before noon.
Mm.
Just depends what I'm doing.
Yeah, true.
If I'm doing a lot of office, sitting at my desk, you know, crunching number type stuff, you know, then I was like, oh, man. That's why I have a stand-up desk. Computer.
Yeah.
I'll pop that bad boy
Good
up.
Call.
Yeah. Then you get your energy level back. Do you eat Post Honey Bunches of Oats cereal?
Yeah. I mean,
Post.
It's all right.
Okay. A recent recall by Post for its Honey Bunches of Oats cereal warns of potential health risks caused by metal contamination. 5,300 boxes were affected.
I mean, a lot of the cereals have...
Mostly California and Colorado, so we don't have to worry about it.
A lot of them have iron in them already, right? Like, you can... That's how it works. They put little bits of iron in there.
That doesn't factor into your overall iron in your health.
It doesn't?
No.
Really?
Eating iron will not help you. Oh, here's something crazy in Yellowstone National Park. Not too bad, though, and unavoidable. It, you know, I could see where this happened. A German Shepherd jumped from a vehicle to chase a wolf on Friday. The wolf was trying to cross a road to reach an animal carcass, despite the crowd of tourists watching as the wolf navigated around people. Oh, my.
Good.
A vehicle approached slowly, with the dog's owner unaware of what everyone was watching. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The dog's owner later explained that he attempted to close all the windows. Very good. But there's a safety mechanism for your pets. So if they're like hanging out the window, you try to roll it up, it won't roll up. Actually, it goes down.
Probably for people that like to stick their fingers out the window.
So
too.
Guess
if
what
that
happens?
Happened to me.
The German Shepherd jumped out of the window.
Whoops.
It took off after the wolf. Wolf initially ran and then suddenly stopped and turned around, creating a standoff.
Cool.
Where they're about 15 feet apart. Dog's owner was able to get the pet back. Thank goodness. That would have been ugly.
They're studying each other.
Yeah. Oh, man, James, here we go. I'm a big gun smoke guy.
Yep.
Grew up with it. James Arness is Matt Dillon. Marshall Matt Dillon. Check this out, dude. It's on INSP. I've caught it a few times. Gunsmoke, probably maybe more than a few times. It was a hit then. 1955 CBS, most watched series in four of its first five seasons. The show outlasted competitors, imitators, running until 1975. 70, there are obviously no new episodes. 70 years on Marshall, Matt Dillon is back on top. Gunsmoke has made Nielsen's top 10 most streamed acquired series. I love it.
Most streamed, though?
So. Yes, for most. For one week in March, Gunsmoke tallied 646.
1 week in March?
Gunsmoke tallied 646 million minutes viewed.
So at some point, sometime in March.
Love that show.
On Peacock or Paramount or whatever.
Right. You can watch it.
There's a lot of people watching Gunsmoke.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. Paramount. It's on INSP if you got cable. Okay.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what cable is?
No, I don't know what INSP is. I don't even know what that channel is.
It's a channel. It's a Western channel. They play a lot of Westerns on there. Old movies. Old stuff. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. The good stuff. Okay. James, this or that. Pick one.
Okay.
You got to pick one. Too spicy, too mild.
Mild. I'm not a spice person.
Me too. Early bird, night owl.
Night owl, definitely.
It doesn't bode well for your job.
No, I know. I've thought about that a lot.
I know. That's why that 1:30 hits you.
Yeah.
Time travel or teleportation?
Ooh,
I know, right?
I'd probably do teleportation.
I'm going time travel, man.
I don't.
Going time travel. Go back.
So
back to change anything.
Back to when Gunsmoke was number one. Yeah, for not back to change.
Go back to watch an episode of Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
Not back to change anything, but back to watch and be there.
Okay.
Wow.
I'd be a teleport. I mean, can you imagine just being able to all the
oh, I know.
All the travel you cut down on.
Beam me over to Cheyenne for a game.
Exactly.
Wouldn't that be nice for sports travel?
We need to figure that out.
Let's just
figure that out.
Let's get that done. Silence or background noise?
Background noise.
Oof, silence.
I don't believe that for you.
You don't?
No, because if I'm going into your office, you know what you have on all the time? Your radio.
Right.
It's always playing.
Right.
So you always have background noise on.
Well, I do. Sometimes I shut it off, though.
That's just a rare occurrence, though.
It is rare.
I don't remember the last time I went in there. I was like, wow, it's quiet in here.
Okay. All right, James, ice cream cone or ice cream sundae?
I'd probably go cone.
I'm going cone.
I like ice cream cones.
I know. Painting or writing?
Writing, because I'm not good at painting.
Okay.
And I'm not very good at writing either, but I can do that at least a little bit.
All right, James, swimming or running?
Swimming. 1,000 times over 1,000.
Okay. I kind of guessed that for you.
Yeah, I'm not a runner.
Okay. Here. I grew up in a small town in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Custer, Montana. What is the name of it?
Well documented.
Yeah, man. So here are some signs for you. If you are from a small town, there's 10 of them. All 10 of these apply.
Okay.
To me growing up. You got a ticket and your parents knew within the hour. You don't give directions by street, but by reference. Turn by the Nelson's house, go a couple blocks past Anderson's, four houses on the left, track and field. You can't help but date a friend's ex-boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, that happens here.
The town next to you is considered trashy or snooty.
Yeah, that happens here, too.
You refer to anyone with a house newer than 1980 as the rich people.
Yeah.
You decide to walk somewhere for exercise and five people pull you over and ask if you want a ride.
I've never had that happen.
Every one of these have happened. Your teacher remembers when they taught your parents.
Yeah.
The closest McDonald's, 45 miles away. Okay. Ours was 50. Everyone who played sports had to play on every team because there wasn't enough people to have on a team.
Oh, man.
And you can charge at all the local stores. Yes.
What does that mean? You can charge.
We'd go into the candy store all the time at the filling station. hey, can you put that out? And we'd write it out.
Oh, yeah.
Charge that candy bar out, you know?
Put it on my tab for
a candy bar? Put it on my tab for a candy bar. Small town living, baby. Nothing like it. Have an awesome day, everyone. James has Swap Shop on the way. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Didn't deserve you, 'cause you